with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, how's it? How are you doing?
Hi, Denzi. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm assuming that whatever is outside of your window at the moment, it's sweating a lot because it looks very hot in Israel at the moment.
Well, first of all, traffic. I don't think Edendale has anything on us. They've closed the entrance of the city. And for the next 3 years, we have to drive from one street to another vis-a Gaza. So it is terrible.
Oh, but that's okay. I mean, at some point you guys are going to get a nice shiny new train all the way to Tel Aviv. So then that should be fine as well.
Whoop-dee-doo. It is hot in Israel. Today isn't so bad. Yesterday, no joke. I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, you may know better than I do, I think it was 37 or 38 degrees in Jerusalem.
That's insane.
It was bad. People were, like, they were just, okay, in Israel, they were too hot to fight, all right?
Right.
People were too hot to be disgusting to each other. They were just so personally disgusting that it was almost kindness, you know?
Somebody said to me that actually August is the coolest period, and July is the coolest period in Israel because unless you leave your air-conditioned room, you're basically just going to melt into the streets. So people are all turning up the AC as high as it can go.
Yeah, they just... I'm telling you, it was so hot that people are speechless. Can you imagine a country of silent Jews? It's just unprecedented.
And so do people take the opportunity, you know, maybe when it cools down to a less scorching, maybe 30 degrees or 28 degrees, you know, at 6 o'clock at night or something. Do people take the opportunity to go swimming, you know, get into the water
a
bit?
So I'll tell you what happens here. It's very, so first of all, you can't go to the beaches because every year, because it's, Medusa season, jellyfish. So you cannot go in and it's every beach. Nobody's spared. So the beaches, which are usually crowded, they're kind of empty during the week. People go early in the morning. The public pools are kind of, a lot of them are expensive. So a lot of people don't have that. Nevertheless, and this is what I adore about Israel, people go out into the parks at night. And, for example, Gan Sakhar, which is the huge, it's like our version of Central Park, a little pathetic, but it's Central Park. People come out and they grill at night. They actually bring, I'm not joking, Benji, they bring sofas from their house because a lot of people just don't have extra, you know, extra lawn furniture. They wouldn't have a place. They bring couches. They bring tables. And people walk around and eat. They stop and people say, come on over, come over. Habibi, here's a kebab. And they stay till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning enjoying the cool air at night.
Well, I mean, it sounds somewhere between absolutely horrendous and very, really very pleasant.
Right. Well, that's a very, yeah, it's horrendous and pleasant and, summer. I don't know what to say. It's hot here. You can't avoid it.
But I mean, the other great thing, I have to just say, is that you get all these wonderful summer foods. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of ice creams. I certainly, when it's hot in Israel, like to drink, orange pomegranate ice juice, to cool down. There's lots of those kind of ways to keep cool as well.
It is true. And you know what else is great about the summer season? Somehow, like the minute that Pesach, the minute Passover is over until the holidays, even though people work, even though a lot of them are still in school, there's a lot of very serious things going on. There's absolutely, for half of a year here, probably due to the weather, there's a very holiday atmosphere. People come home from work early and there's a lot of street theater going on. The Shuk is a lot of fun. And, you know, it's like getting – people let work kind of interferes with their vacation because everybody is in the holiday mood. The casual dress, you know, nobody here wears a tie. I don't even know if you're a tie manufacturer. I don't know. I don't even know where you buy a tie in Jerusalem. I guess in the Haredi neighborhood you can get a tie. No jackets, no ties. People go to work in, like, long shorts and they stop. And it's really a big party for months and months and months.
That sounds great. What else is going on outside your window, Andrew?
Well, there are, I must tell you, we are suffering from wildfires. And that's on a more serious note. So I just wanted to throw that out. But I wanted to say something a little bit fun. So I live sandwiched between, listeners know, I live between these two Arab villages, Tzor Bahar and Jabal Makaba. And all day long, from the morning until night, we have been hearing gunshots, firecrackers, crazy. So people are saying, what's going on? And we hear the police going in and out. No joke. It is the end of the school year, and they got their Bagrut scores. How do you say Bagrut? Bagrut is like the end of the year finals, but their government trick, yeah.
Yeah, matric.
Matric. So the matric scores came in, and they're shooting up the villages. So, of course, a lot of people, there's a lot of animosity between the Jews and the Arabs, and you hear a lot of really nasty stuff. Oh, well, you know, what a way to celebrate. First of all, I'm delighted that people are so excited about education, and I'm not joking. The other thing is, who are we to make fun? We beat, you know, we go into shul some of the seasons and we beat the floors with fronds, you know, palm fronds. We fast. We do a lot of kooky stuff. This is a very colorful nation. And as long as they're not shooting at me and they're shooting in the air and they're celebrating good grades, you know, but you have to hear it. It's like very loud. I did my own radio show early this morning and I had to like shut the windows and put towels over it because it sounded like somebody was shooting at me. Now, wildfires.
Angie, I just have to ask, because we have a bit of a tradition in this country. We had, Zanati, maybe you can, where they used to publish all the names of people in the paper who had passed the exam, the matric exam.
Yep.
And you would find out by going and looking in the newspaper. So how do Israeli kids find out if they passed or not?
I'm embarrassed to tell you. I have no idea. First of all, I was a very recalcitrant mother. My children seem to have gone to school. We made Aliyah, and then I kind of ignored them until they told me that they were getting married. So something happened in between. I'm sure some of them took the Bagruts. I think some of them didn't. I don't know. I guess they go to school. They don't shoot a gun in the air. That's for sure.
Well, it depends if you pass or not. Anyway, okay. So I just thought we'd have to find that out because I know some people find it a bit barbaric that we print our matric exam results in the newspaper.
I think that's very not PC today. I don't think you could get away with that today.
No, I don't think you can. I think they did stop it 1 or 2 years ago. Anyway, something slightly more serious, the wildfires. Where are we with that?
It's crazy. They're bursting out. I mean, anybody who does something as insane as throwing a cigarette butt out of their window as they're driving. First of all, they shouldn't be smoking. We know that. Having said that, we get no rain. The land is very arid. It is dry. And all over, fires are just seem to be just bursting out all over. And it's very, very scary. And our fire departments and the various cities are spread very, very thin. We've already suffered from terrible farmland devastation down south because of the Gaza kites and balloons. So it's a serious, serious thing going on here. I don't know how they're addressing it. I'm looking now. Hundreds were evacuated recently, even now, and it's because of this heat wave. So we can make a lot of jokes. People are nicer. People are not fighting because they're really hot. But on the other hand, some serious stuff is going on. So I'll let you know next week. Well, you remind me. You heard this. Do you remember that one Simon? I came on, and Simon asked me about the Bereshit rocket.
Right, yes.
They had shot into, I was like woefully unprepared. I thought, like, say what?
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that. You remember my humiliation.
I suspect obviously. I may have been part of that, so my apologies for that. But, you know, it wouldn't be fun if we didn't throw you a curveball from time to time. Andrea Simtov keeps you on your toes and keeps you thinking for next week.
I have no life. Keep it coming.
That's Andrea Simtov there. She's partying it up with some Arab villagers and their matric results, and we'll chat to her again next week.